Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was going to be very clever today and bring an illustration, a set of keys, and I forgot them. But of course, that might be part of my illustration. I don't know about you. Do you ever lose keys? Keys are so important to our lives. We have to have them. Now, I know there's new technology with keyless entry, but for most of us still in the 20th century, we need keys. And I don't know how many times I have lost my keys. One time I lost them in the drink. It actually fell in the water, and I had to wait for a locksmith to come along and give me new keys. So somebody felt sorry for me and bought me a key holder that was floating, so I could have floating keys. That did not help when I lost them, though. And one time I lost them for months. They fell under a bed somewhere. Now, my husband is very specific about his keys because he has to get out in emergencies. So his keys sit down on a table right by the door. And God help me if I move them, because he has to grab those keys and get out. And actually, with him, it's a matter of life and death. He has to have those keys. Keys are very important. Even in ancient times, keys were very important. People of wealth locked their stuff up. Poor people didn't have to do that. But people of wealth had to lock their things up. And they had a steward, somebody who had the keys to the household. And anyone who entered had to go through the steward. And the steward would unlock the door and let them in. Keys were very important. So I understand when Jesus was talking to Peter and he told him, I'm giving you a very important set of keys. You remember the story, people were thinking about who Jesus was, and they came up with some very complimentary ideas of who Jesus was. They said he was a prophet. They said he was John the Baptist come back to life. And when Jesus asked the question, well, what do you think? Peter said, I know who you are. You're the Messiah. You're the Son of God. And Jesus said, because of that statement, because you understand who I am, I'm giving you the keys. And Peter used the keys of the kingdom. He used them on the day of Pentecost. And you remember he opened the door to the kingdom of God to 3,000 people. He used them for the Gentiles. Now that was something very radical. Peter was a Jew. Peter had been raised with all the prejudices of his race at that time, who thought Gentiles were unclean, and I don't think Gentiles had too high of an opinion of Jews. And yet Peter unlocked the gates of heaven to the Gentile community through Cornelius and let them all in. Peter had the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And he unlocked the kingdom of heaven for so many people. But it wasn't just Peter who received those keys. Through every generation, everyone who has recognized that Jesus is Lord, everyone who has named the name of Christ have been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Every one of us in this room, if you have named the name of Christ, have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's some responsibility, isn't it? To possess those keys. And we have the ability to let other people in the kingdom. And I want to tell you about one such lady who had keys. And her name is not a name that anybody's familiar with. She lived till she was 95. Her name is Millie Greet. And Millie Greet worked in the same office as my mother. Now, I was not raised Moravian. But my mother once said to me, Millie Greet is the most Christian person I know. I've never heard her say one awful thing about anyone. I've never seen her lose her temper. She said, I wish I could say that about myself. Millie Greed is the most Christian woman I know. And one day my mother was sharing with her that I had sort of lost my way. And that her daughter was saying, I don't want to go to church anymore. I've had it. I think I'm going to be a pagan. I don't know about any of this stuff. I had just graduated college, and I was in a dead-end job, and I was miserably unhappy. And I did not know what to do. I did not know what my future looked like. And Millie used one of her keys. She simply said to Mom, why doesn't she come to our church? We would love to see her. And in that simple invitation, I thought, okay, I'll go to that church. And I went the first few weeks, and then they were having some social event, and I decided I would go to that. And there was Millie Greet, the only person I knew in that church. And she grabbed a young lady about my age, and she said, Paula, come meet Dawn. She's a teacher like you. Go talk to her. And so poor Paula sits and is very awkward and we're trying to establish a relationship and just a simple conversation. And that was another key. Paula has been my friend for 35 years. And it was through those simple things that she did that my life changed. The entire trajectory of my life changed because she took her keys and opened a very different life for me. And I stand here today because of Millie Greet. I stand here today with wonderful friendships, friendships that have lasted most of my lifetime because of Millie Greet. I stand here in a community that I would have never imagined because of Millie Greet. Sometimes when we think of the keys to the kingdom of heaven, we think of great Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost and 3,000 coming to know Jesus. We think of the Billy Grahams of this life. We think of the great preachers we have known. We think of the saints of old. But I put to you that every one of us has keys. The keys to the kingdom of heaven. And there's somebody within our sphere of influence that really needs to enter in and come to know Jesus and come to know that grace and that peace, come to have a Christian fellowship. And you are the one who holds the keys. What will you do with the keys that Jesus has given you? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the awesome privilege and the weighty responsibility that you have given to each of us who holds the keys of the kingdom of heaven. May we use those keys to bring someone in to your grace and your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.